Hour number two of Overtime Fan Run Radio, presented by Julia Hurley with Realty Executives. Give her a call today at 865-237-7328. Tell her the crew from Overtime sent you. Let's go back to the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. Westchester has been waiting. Thank you, Westchester. What's up, buddy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Roll call, please. Who we got?
We got Jake. We got Davis. We got producer Matthew.
Yeah, Matthew's the guy who I'm still trying to get to his voice, so we'll get there. So the thing about Bilton, if we're going to be honest about it, is when he transferred here, he couldn't start at Michigan. And if you look at transferring from the Big Two to the SEC, I just kind of have a problem with that. Like, I don't know why we took him in the first place, but I don't know what we thought was going to happen. But maybe he was the only one we had. I don't know. But, you know, Michigan wouldn't be where they are if he was still there. And we're not in the playoffs, and he's here. And I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying, now that being said, I would still love Tennessee to make the playoffs as a three with Hooker, unfortunately, hurt. I'm not wishing Hooker to get hurt, don't get me wrong. But, you know, him have the game of his life and upset Michigan after they didn't give him any love, that would be a little extra motivation. That would be beautiful. But, you know, that's not the kind of thing that happens in Tennessee. So,
no, and, you know, after the South Carolina game, Westchester, I don't think we've talked since. You know, your theory as to how Tennessee is just a government experiment to see how much a fan base can take. Davis was sitting in his room at 3 a.m. thinking about that.
I was.
I didn't make it up. I can't take credit for that. But
well, I thought about it, man. I'm not going to lie.
It's forever the Westchester theory is what it is.
I'm the only one that would claim it, I guess. So, but no, I didn't make it up. But, guys, it's brutal. I mean, Tennessee deserved to make the playoffs after the South Carolina loss. If we're going to be honest about it, no. We really didn't.
No, probably not. You know, but jumping back to Joe Milton really quick, Westchester, this surprised me too. Christopher Gabriel's the one that actually mentioned it to me, was Joe Milton was a Heisman finalist when he was at Michigan.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like mind blown, right?
Yeah, and that guy didn't do any research because, you know, I've done my research if you've done your research, but he went to Tennessee after he was a Heisman finalist, and he ain't going to win one after he comes here. That's the way that works.
Exactly.
Michigan to Tennessee to win a Heisman? Sorry, dude. Ain't going to happen.
No, we get robbed every chance they can rob us. I mean, it feels like 1997 right now.
The thing about Hooker not being invited is there's a couple things I want to ask, and I got one more point I want to get to, so hopefully you can bear with me here for a minute. But the thing about Hooker not being invited is if he hadn't gotten hurt, I'm not sure that Tennessee isn't the four seed. I think that they weren't going to put Tennessee in the playoffs without him. I think that was just a deal breaker. I'm not saying we deserved it, but if we had any long chance at all after all the upsets, that was probably the card that broke the camel's back, and we didn't deserve it. We don't deserve a playoff without our starting quarterback. But
well, and that's the thing that really strikes a nerve with a lot of people is because when you look at the Cardale Jones situation, Ohio State still got in with him.
Well, the Heisman used to be years ago, before you were born and I was born, Drake. Used to be actually not before that, but he used to be the best player in the country, and then it became the best player on the best team in the country, and that ruined the award, and that kind of cheapened it. And that's not just Tennessee fans speaking. That's the reality of it. I mean, there's no doubt that without Hooker, Tennessee isn't a win away from the playoffs. So he doesn't deserve the trip. He doesn't get to make the trip. I mean, come on. I didn't hear the list of everyone else that did, but I promise you I can find somebody on that list that he deserved it over him. I'm sorry, the Georgia QB, yeah, he was born on third base and thought he had a triple. I get it, but, I mean, can we argue with the record? They are what they are.
They are what they are, with Georgia. They've got talent around them. But, you know, with Hendon Hooker, how many interceptions did he throw this year?
Not many. I don't know the number.
I think he threw two.
Two.
He threw two.
Two in 11 games. 10 games, right? 10 games.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
And how many yards did he throw for?
A lot more than two.
A lot more than two. And who had the best offense in the country this year? bar none.
Couldn't see, absolutely.
Exactly. And he's not even going to get to make the trip.
No, that's yeah. Even with Tennessee bias, it seems a little weird, you know? I mean, do you want to make the trip knowing you're not going to make it? You're not going to win it? I don't know. But, I mean, give somebody a little love. It's just, you know, Tennessee gets no national love, period. I mean, that's all there is to it. It's crazy. But, so, Jake, Saturday morning, I woke up on the floor outside of my bathroom, and I had urinated on myself. You know what I call that?
A good time.
A great birthday. A great birthday.
And then sometimes it's a great bachelor party, and then sometimes it's just a random Friday or Saturday night.
Yeah, you know what happens. But yeah. That was me giving you a chance to wish me a happy birthday, belated, you bastard. But that's okay. You don't want to do it. That's fine.
Happy birthday, Westchester.
A little late now. But as far as guys, I thought I'd call the wrong number because I love Martin, I love Martin and I love Brian Rice, but we really have to talk to the Lady Vols on this station. Come on. I mean, Kelly Harper hasn't lived up to expectations. The thing about it is when Pat was Pat, she was the big woman on campus, and you know, women's college basketball wasn't a thing, and it's gotten a lot more spread out as far as the talent goes, and it's a lot harder now to win than it was. But LSU is consistently a better team in the conference than us, and I don't know why LSU would be better than besides baseball than Tennessee, but. And they're not even that anymore. So I'm not saying that I want to see Kelly removed from her post because I really don't care enough. At the end of the day, it's not going to bother me either way. But if people are going to keep talking about it, then maybe there's something to it. I guess that's all I'm saying.
There might be, but Westchester, if I told you I could give you some betting advice on women's basketball and make you some money, would you be interested then?
I was, because I missed the Titans parlay last night by half a point, so I need to make that back.
I'll send you some bets.
All right.
I got you.
Thanks, buddy. Davis, new guy. Thanks. Have a good show.
Appreciate the phone call, Westchester. Yeah, we need to get in some picks here in just a few minutes. My notifications are blowing up.
Here's a thing for you.
What you got?
They, I think Wes Rucker just tweeted out and said, how would Stetson Bennett be in Tennessee's team, and how would Hendon Hooker be in Georgia's team?
We would be a 4-8 team with Stetson Bennett, and Georgia would still be 12-0.
Yeah.
If not better.
If not better, yeah. And what was the stat you told me in the break, Davis, about interceptions?
Stetson Bennett has thrown 20 touchdowns and 6 interceptions this calendar year.
So he's thrown more interceptions this year
than Hooker has in his Tennessee career, correct?
6-5.
And Hooker has done it throwing 58 touchdowns, while Stetson Bennett has done it throwing 20.
And that guy's not getting an invite to New York.
It's a shame. It's a shame.
You know, and obviously I was too young to remember. But, of course, Peyton Manning got the invite to New York. The award went to Charles Woodson, who wasn't even an offensive player. That was the first defensive player to win it. And Peyton Manning started to lose track in the Heisman standings after the Kentucky game that year. You know what's odd about that? That was his best game statistically that year. Was against Kentucky, and he lost track.
And
he's even, like, I've got the... Oddly enough, it's on a VHS at the house from the little, I wouldn't call it a documentary, but showing highlights of his career. He's telling the story and whatnot, so maybe you can consider it that. But he believes they did it intentionally.
I mean, that even this year feels scripted. I mean, even with C.J. Stroud kind of flaming out in that Michigan game, they had been hyping up Caleb Williams for – the past couple weeks before that, but they had not said a peep about him before then. So even if Hooker had not gone down and tore his ACL, I don't think they even would have given it to him, even if he didn't. I still think they would have gave it to Caleb Williams undeservedly, which I still think he'll get it. And that brings up another question. This is the weakest Heisman class ever.
Yes, it is.
In my lifetime, it is.
And yep, same. It's the weakest one in my lifetime as well.
Well, and usually it's, you know, it's this person's to lose or it's that person's to lose. This was the first year where it was like, who wants it? Come and get it.
Who's it?
Yeah.
It doesn't, like, it was someone, they try to fit the narrative every different, but Caleb Williams, West Coast, USC, you know, they love that narrative.
Yep.
And they're going to push that down your throat as much as possible.
That they did. Stay with us. Can't believe Westchester called me that. Overtime continues. Little Round Robin Hood coming up. Overtime continues. Fan Run Radio. It is time for Little Round Robin Hood, presented by FanDuel. Let's jump on over to the NBA. Who won on Friday? Last time we did picks.
We did.
Again?
Yes, we did.
I know what bet y'all are taking first. First thing.
What?
Y'all want the spread on the Heat and Grizzlies?
Oh, my.
I want Heat money line.
Yep.
The Heat are 5-point favorites.
Well, the Grizzlies were favorites, and now since everybody's out, I'll take the Heat spread.
Oh, and the odds just changed. You took it right in time.
Yeah, whatever it goes up to, I'll still take it at that. But I guess I'll take a Heat 4.5.
Oh, man, you all are not happy with your guys right now.
No.
Absolute fraud chump team.
I'll take You are not having it today.
No, no. What, you have 8 players out tonight. 8.
You have 8 out.
David Roddy.
David Roddy, typical fat boy that's a football player that wants to come in there and try to hoop.
He's playing. He's a starting 3 because they're going to move Dylan to the 2. I mean, you have.
All right, it's enough talking about this fraud team.
Yeah, I don't. Mediocre basketball.
What's your pick, Jake?
I'm going to go Steph Curry, 30+.
Okay, Callan, your pick.
Luka, 20+.
All right, Jake, pick.
Tatum, 25+.
Great. Awesome.
I was expecting a Tyrese Haliburton pick right there.
Not playing tonight.
Casual. All right. Can we do...
He's so mad.
Let's see. Can we do games that have already tipped off, or is that just not allowed? Yeah.
Nah.
Figured. All right. I'm going to take the Celtics. Why are the Raptors favored tonight? I guess because they're on a back-to-back. But I'll take the Celtics to cover that 1.5.
All right. I will take Devin Booker, 25+.
I'll take Embiid if Embiid is playing tonight. I guess
he is, I'm pretty sure.
If he is playing, give me him 20+.
Luka, 25+.
Can you already do a pick that he counted?
Oh, yeah. Did you already take Luka?
Yeah, I took Luka 20.
Oh, yeah. All right, give me. Can't believe I'm doing this. Jalen Green, 20+.
That's better than Kyle Lowry.
Yeah.
All right. I have one more pick. Jake has one more pick. Okay. We're gonna go. What's Tyler Hero's point total tonight?
I think it is. Is it 20.5? It is 20.5.
Over.
All righty. I'm going to take Tyus Jones over 15.5.
Somebody's got to score. Somebody's got to score for this team.
What was it, Tyus over 15.5?
Yeah. Dylan Brooks' total is 23.5.
I mean, Dylan Brooks is going to shoot 4 of 77 tonight. He's going to chuck the ball.
Man, what in the world? Grizzlies, they're just falling apart, ain't they?
No, they're not really falling apart. I mean, they're just resting. It's really pissing me off, man. You're in the NBA. You're going to have a tough stretch where you're going to have 3 games in 4 days. That's part of it. You don't just sit everybody.
Yeah, but hey, if MP can play 82 straight games and score 50-plus in each game with 15 rebounds, 15 assists, you can do it too.
This is exactly the stuff that pisses off Charles Barkley. It's the new age. I mean, yeah. It's all about rest and load management. I mean, you finally get a little groove and you start winning a little bit, and then you decide to sit every single one of your players.
We have no depth.
All you're doing is just writing in automatically L. I mean, you might as well just stay home and hand the Heat a sheet of paper that says congrats.
I mean, here's a bag of Doritos.
Yeah, I mean, you have no depth on this team. You let the depth on this team walk out the door last year for nothing.
I mean, you got to think about who all they lost.
Anthony Melton and Kyle Anderson, who
yeah, two really good
very key
reserves.
Parts to your
very
team
key.
Last year.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, we still have no Desmond Bane.
You're not going to have him for another, 4 weeks?
No.
No.
He'll be back. I guarantee you he'll be back next Friday.
Yeah.
Next Thursday, excuse me, against the Bucks.
Yeah.
Inside sources.
Sure, I'll go with those inside sources.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. He's got him.
Yeah.
He's got him. But Charles Barkley, let's get into him in just a second. He is also sponsored by our friends at FanDuel, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book, because right now new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. It's free bets back if your bet doesn't win. Just sign up with promo code OVERTIME. So some of the things that we like about FanDuel, you know, what we're doing, the player props. I love the player props because you don't necessarily have to rely on the team. You can just rely on that one player to do what he's supposed to do. And, you know, I feel like with our hit rate, I mean, we're giving out some pretty good bets.
Yeah, I would agree, especially if you just do single-player props.
Just listen to what we're telling you.
I mean, you'll end up with more money in your pocket than you don't. So,
I mean, y'all put some money in my pocket this year.
I mean, we even forgot an obvious one tonight about Steven Adams, 10-plus rebounds.
Yeah, I mean.
Neither of us took that. So. Mean,
are the Hawks playing?
Yeah, the Hawks are playing.
Okay,
yeah.
So we forgot about Clint Capella, 10-plus rebounds. That's another one that's bound to hit every single game.
Hear about Trae Young and Nate McMillan are a little bit of a ruffle.
One of the two
is gone.
Yep.
And I guarantee you it ain't Trae Young.
Nope. Absolutely.
Nope. Will not be Trae Young on that team.
And some other things, you know, round robins. Guys, college basketball, I'm doing pretty well with it right now. Knock on wood.
College basketball, so volatile.
So I'll tell you all about this here in a minute, but I'm better with the spreads than I am anything else in college basketball. Another thing I like, of course, live betting. If you see a trend, take advantage of the trend, and you get paid really, really fast. I requested money out of my account. It was in by the next morning. By the time I went to Wendy's to go get my 4 for $4, it was already in my bank. So I can go get that 4 for $4. All in an app that is safe, secure, and super easy to use. So sign up with promo code OVERTIME for your no-sweat first bet. That's promo code OVERTIME. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 and older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. So, have you all heard of people making a sports betting model?
Yeah, I have.
Yes.
Like tracking their bets.
Yeah.
Yes. Stuff like that. So, I built one this weekend. With college basketball this year, anyone want to take a guess at what my hit percentage is when I'm betting the spread?
86.8.
Close.
I was going to go in the 65 to 70 range.
79.
So about halfway between our picks.
So not doubling my money, but I'm making money. Do you want to know what my hit percentage is on over-under?
Is it higher or lower than the last
one?
Oh,
low.
25.
12?
18.
Again,
right in the middle, man.
Exactly. So I think I'm going to stick with that. Because one of the things that I did this weekend, too, I wanted to see, you know, I was like, okay, let's place 10 bets for 10 cents each from what one of the so-called experts. It's like, let's see what their model says. Let's see what their computer's spitting out. And what they do is they take the game, they put it into the computer, and they simulate it 100 times and take the average of those 100 times, and that's what the final score is. And I was like, okay, let's place 10 bets based off of this. You know how many of those hit? 2.
Nice.
Just the way the ball rolls.
How did your KenPom rating or betting go based on that?
Fantastic.
There you go.
So KenPom is the actual ratings we go by.
9 out of 11.
Wow.
Speaking of KenPom, Tennessee still at 3.
3.
They released the net rankings today. Tennessee is at 4.
4.
Yep.
The AP gets released. Tennessee is at 7.
7.
You want to know who's at number 5 in those net ratings?
Who's that?
Mississippi State. Pretty wild.
Kermit Davis?
No, not Kermit Davis.
Oh, excuse me. Kermit Davis went to Mississippi State.
Chris Jans is their coach, Mississippi State. Yes. They're 8-0. I think they have – their defense is just pretty wild, kind of like ours. Yeah.
But, Kermit Davis played at Mississippi State. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Kermit, you know, I watched a few of those highlights the other night. Kermit is a great coach, but he just does not have the players at all.
There's no one.
He gets them wide open.
Their resources are going all to football and baseball.
He gets them wide open, and they just cannot hit a shot. That's why they lost to Memphis. Another interesting thing, in the KenPom, they've got your runner-up, national championship runner-up, North Carolina at 24, and they've got Memphis at 25. Shocking.
Whew. I think I'll take North Carolina to beat Memphis 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. North Carolina will figure it out, but been on a losing streak, but they'll figure it out.
Was Brady Manick their glue?
Probably, yeah.
Hmm.
Probably.
Got to have that white guy that can spray it.
Well, there's a reason he did what he did. Luke May, another one that they don't have anymore.
That's Drake May's brother. You know that? It actually is his brother.
That's actually his brother. They're North Carolina through and through.
Yeah.
You know, who was it they were trying to say? They were trying to say Kentucky broke North Carolina. You know who really broke Auburn?
Nah.
Or, excuse me, really broke North Carolina? It was Auburn.
Auburn. It was Auburn,
in 2019.
Yeah.
That's when they really got broken.
Well, I mean, they made that run last year, but they were terrible in the regular season. And they got a 8 seed, I believe. And they ended up making a national championship. So
yeah, they beat Duke.
Maybe they'll just BS through the regular season again this year and try to bank on March.
Well, another example of you can be mediocre in the regular season and somehow make it. I mean,
I would take that over what we do now, being great in the regular season and mediocre in March.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter. March is what matters.
It's the only thing that does matter. Stay with us. Overtime continues. More of your phone calls coming up. Fan Run Radio Overtime continues, and back to the Big Orange Phillies phone lines we go. Tommy is next. What do you say, buddy?
Hey, y'all boys doing that?
Good.
Man, I ain't even get started on the Hendon Hooker getting screwed out. One of the best quarterbacks in the SEC this year. Wins Offensive Player of the Year. Touchdown to interception ratio.
Well, not to mention first-team All-SEC quarterback. And guess who was the second team? Bryce Young. Stetson Bennett was nowhere to be found on the All-SEC team.
You know everybody was pulling for Caleb Williams. He had it locked up. But you know if Stetson goes out there and they ball out against Ohio State, he's got it locked up.
I mean, they're going to announce the Heisman winner, what, next week?
Yeah, Saturday, yep. I think.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Okay, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to get it regardless.
Yeah. But, you know, the deal with Deion, man, if he could just waited just a little bit, because like me and you and Justin was talking about, no, that Louisville job, I thought, Deion probably kill it up there.
That might be a better fit, honestly.
Yeah, Louisville, or I mentioned USF. I mean, they hired Goldish. Yeah, either of those.
I mean, you look at Colorado's schedule for next year. I mean, they get at TCU.
Whew.
They go to Nebraska, to Colorado State, at Arizona State. They get Arizona, Oregon State, Stanford, USC at home, then at Oregon, at UCLA, at Utah, at Washington State.
Yeah,
they might have 3 wins.
And, pretty murderous row.
And none of them are going to be easy wins. None of them.
No, and Tommy, we had mentioned in the first hour, you know, talking about the one FBS team that Deion played against, that he coached against, was Louisiana Monroe, and they lost that game 7-12. Louisiana Monroe, right. not a Power 5 school, a Sun Belt team.
Right. I'm just hoping that we can come out against Clemson. I know they're starting this new quarterback, and I didn't get to watch him none. Apparently, he's a pretty good quarterback. He's a real deal.
He's better than DJ, yes, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, hey, like you said, man, you'd be better than him.
Yeah.
No, I'm still pulling. I want my boy Joe, Overthrow Joe, to get better. Maybe Hendon can sit him down and give you some insight, but I just don't know if you can teach anything into him. I think he's kind of set in his ways there. As big as he is, I mean, I wish he could just pull off a run like Dobbs. Dobbs was a big old boy. And no, Hendon wasn't no small quarterback, and he could make some plays with his feet if they had a receiver's cover instead of just throwing a 80-yard bomb and overthrowing your receiver by 15 yards.
I mean, we were talking with Martin, and it really seems like Joe Milton would be, like, if you moved him over to tight end, kind of used him, like you said, Davis, a Swiss Army knife.
Like Fant, yep.
It's like, because you got to think, you add an entirely different element to the offense when you get somebody like Joe that can run like he does, because he can just plow over people. If he could catch, that'd be fantastic. And then you could run a tight end around and throw the ball 50 yards down the field. Well, in his case, 80, if you really wanted to. But, I mean, that's the thing is you could utilize his ability, his body, in ways that we didn't think could be done.
Well, you know, just like I said when we played Vanderbilt, you know, with Joe coming in, if the offensive line can establish the run game and we can just, you know, give Jabari Small, Jalen Wright, and even Sampson. Sampson is one of our best backs, in my opinion. I'd like to see them just run the ball up, you know, 280, 300 yards rushing on the ground. And I know it makes us one-dimensional, but, you know, it gives us a better shot to win the game. And I know it's a bowl game. A lot of people don't get up for them, but, you know, it's a bowl game that's kind of more relevant for Tennessee than it has been in the past.
Absolutely. I mean, it beats the hell out of going to like an Outback Bowl, a Tax Slayer Bowl, a Music City Bowl.
Liberty
Bowls
Bowl.
That, yeah, exactly. Bowls that don't matter. And now you've got a chance to go play in the Orange Bowl against a team that has been stealing your recruits ever since your downturn. And you can absolutely just take it to them. I mean, if we go down there and we win decisively, you know, that is going to make me feel a lot better going into next year.
And how good would it be just to smack, you know, Dabo in the mouth, you know?
Oh, just beat him by like 21 points. I mean, I think Clemson's a 6.5-point favorite going into the game. That should be noted.
Yeah,
but
that's just because Hendon ain't out there.
Well, I mean, that's the only reason it is. And, you know, I would take Tennessee to cover. I don't know if I necessarily take the money line, but I would take Tennessee to cover.
All right, so real quick, and I'll get off here. Who are we all picking for the championship? We're just going to go ahead and say Georgia?
Yeah,
Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia.
I think Michigan's going to be hungry for that rematch, where they got embarrassed last year. But without that running back of theirs, I think that Georgia defense is going to be too good. But I'd like to see a Georgia-Michigan rematch because I don't think TCU is going to be able to keep up.
They won't.
I think that's what you're going to get, but the problem is Michigan plays exactly like Georgia. They love to pound it and slow you down and play good defense, and you're not going to do that better than Georgia.
Exactly. All right, boys. Well, I just got a UPS truck pulled up, so I get out here and see what else the kids have ordered. But I'll hang up and keep listening. Y'all have a great evening.
Appreciate the phone call, Tommy. Louisville.
What?
That would have been a much better fit with more resources than what Colorado has. The thing is, Louisville might actually have the money to pay him.
Well, that job didn't come up until this morning, and Deion accepted it Saturday.
True.
So that's not really – bad timing.
I guess it was bad timing, but, I mean, surely to goodness these agents are talking.
I would think. I mean, What other job did Satterfield try to get? It was like last year. Wasn't it? It was maybe the South Carolina job if Beamer got hired.
It might have been.
I think you're correct in your statement.
Because I don't like, what is the deal with these? Well, I guess Louisville, let's see. Who, okay, so you got Petrino got fired.
Yeah.
Yes.
He had to
and
be fired.
Then who, the basketball coach?
Patino.
No, who was after Patino? Who did this?
Who'd they just fire?
Yes.
Ooh, I'll
find out. Who was the guy?
Somebody's so mid that we can't even think of who it is.
Yeah, the guy that took over for him is 0-7, still winless.
Oh, God, he's awful. Like, they are a terrible, terrible basketball program
right
now.
They're like 3-44 in KenPom. There's like only better than two teams.
Like, that's the
thing. Kenny Payne is their one right now.
Who did he replace, though?
I'm going to find out.
I mean, isn't he a Kentucky grad as well?
Yeah, he is. Oh, yeah. He was on Cal Perry staff for like 20 years.
Yeah.
So, it's an awkward hire in the first place.
Chris Mack.
Okay, he's not bad either. I think he went back to Xavier. He got fired, and then Xavier hired him back.
Yeah, he was 68-37 in his tenure there. Yeah. And then Mike Pagot was there. He was 7. He went 7-11. And then Kenny Payne is there right now. Danny Manning is on that staff with Kenny Payne.
Who?
He played at Kentucky.
Don't care.
No, casual.
Sorry, I don't know. Old people. Dead people. Stu can, like, name off every single dead basketball player, like, ever. It's insane.
I mean, you look at that. You look at Georgetown. Two very, very bad programs. Syracuse is starting to lump itself in that category as well.
Three historical programs. So, Blue Bloods used to be.
Now they're garbage.
So Danny Manning went to Kansas.
I still don't care about Danny Manning, man. We're talking about Georgetown, Louisville, Syracuse, and you're over here talking about Dan Manning.
He won the national championship in 1988.
I don't care.
I'm just letting you know.
That's before I was born.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just letting you know.
But, I mean, you take, you know, three programs that 10 years ago were very, very attractive jobs.
I mean, Syracuse was at its peak 10 years ago with Bay, or not even peak, but, I mean, they were at least top five. Them and Duke were always battling out in the ACC. And Louisville was good. I mean, they won the national championship with Peyton Silva and that group, 2014?
Yeah, the year after Kevin Ware.
Yeah, and who was the other one you mentioned? Georgetown. I mean, I haven't seen them, like, be nationally good, but, I mean, they used to be relevant before Patrick Chewing got there.
Well, as Matthew hits the mic for the second time today.
Nice.
Control your headset.
Thanks.
Goodness.
I mean, Syracuse isn't bad. They're just not nationally like they were.
They fell off.
I mean, yes, they did fall off, but I mean,
they don't have the same guys.
No.
Like when they had Carmelo Anthony and won a championship, for example.
Like even like a CJ Fair. I know y'all remember who that
was. I know. Who was the point guard who hit the half court shot?
Tyler Ennis.
Yeah.
I
mean, that they had some dudes on that team.
Shane Cooney.
They've had a lot of NBA talent come through that program.
Oh, yeah.
As did Georgetown. I mean, we're talking about a school where Allen Iverson.
AI.
Yeah.
Patrick Ewing. Who else is another good one?
I mean, they've had a lot of guys come through Georgetown. I mean, you look at Louisville, too. Montrezl Harrell.
Terry Rozier. Luol Deng. Or not Luol. Gorgui Deng. Jang, however you say his name.
Jang.
He's still in the NBA.
I think he's still there.
Is he?
Yeah, he is. Plays for the Spurs, man.
He does
still
play for the Spurs.
That he does. Stay with us. Overtime continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up. Final segment of Overtime, Fan Run Radio. Guys, if you need a new job, need a career, go see my friends, Knox Out Contracting. Check them out on Facebook. No two jobs are ever the same. You get to work with the best tools in the industry, and like I said, nothing is ever the same. Better than that 9-to-5 where you're doing the same routine all day. Almost said a word I shouldn't say on radio there. Check them out on Facebook. Knox Out Contracting. Let them know the crew from Overtime sent you. So, Matthew knows basketball. This from 1983 onward.
I'm pulling up a list of 1983 NBA All-Stars.
Are we going to name them?
Yeah, I want him to name them.
I bet I could name a few on that list. Matthew, don't look it up.
Put your phone down, man. Hand me your phone. Throw it over here.
Don't throw the phone. Just put it upside down like you're at the dinner table.
You want to take a guess? The Eastern Conference.
Eastern Conference, Larry Bird.
Yep.
83.
83 probably be Moses Malone.
Bernard King.
Bernard King, Willis Reed.
Bernard King was not on it.
Walt Frazier.
No.
I mean, you got to give me teams or something.
I'm going through the East, man.
The Knicks are in the East.
Walt Frazier did not make it this year.
1983, so that's probably the beginning of the Celtics dynasty, somewhere around there. So probably Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish, Dennis Johnson, Danny Ainge, Larry Bird.
Larry Bird. Jake already said Larry Bird.
Then you got the Sixers around there, so probably Dr. J on there.
Obviously.
Back then, 83.
Four Sixers made the All-Star.
Eastern, so probably Maurice Taylor. Cheeks.
Yep.
Julius Erving. Did Moses Malone make it?
Yep.
Yeah,
you're not going to get this fourth one, man. Jake's not either.
Probably not.
No.
Andrew Toney.
Yeah, no. Okay, so go to the next team.
Toney.
Western Conference. I mean, this should be a giveaway.
Kareem.
Kareem. Yep. Magic. Yep. Did Michael Cooper make it?
No.
Hakeem wasn't in the league by then.
No, he came in 84.
Yeah.
Spurs.
Oh, George Govan.
Yep. Another Spur, man.
Avery Johnson.
No.
Is he relevant?
Play him on 2K a lot. Big guy.
Big guy.
Yeah.
That tells me a lot.
Well, it's not David Robinson.
No.
No. I don't know, man. Who's the center?
Artis Gilmore.
I played for the Bulls back in 77.
Oh, this is 83.
Oh, man. Let's get Tanner in here. What's up, Tanner?
Man, Jake, it's been tough for like the last hour. I've been very angry, man.
Well, did you have to tell your co-host and your producer to run the show while you calm down?
No, I didn't do that because I don't host that show anymore. You know this.
Yeah, but I had to do it.
Buddy, it's just, Woodson over Payton has been a meme forever, obviously. But, like, after this, like, I don't know what reason we have to care about this trophy anymore. Because my biggest thing, man, is like, no one can objectively argue why Hendon shouldn't be invited based on what is supposed to be the stated criteria, the Heisman Trophy. But we know that this criteria changes every year. It makes no sense.
I mean, that's the thing, is there's no set criteria for it. Just like if you want your jersey or your number retired in Thompson Bowling Arena, there is a set criteria for that. You know, there's a set criteria for a lot of things in life. When you're getting jobs, you know, everything. There's set criteria as to how certain things have to happen. And it changes every single year depending on the narrative that the Heisman Trophy Committee wants to push. And this year, they chose not to go with a guy that threw 32 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, was the leading passer in the SEC, I'm pretty sure he was.
Correct.
A finalist for the Maxwell Award. First team All-SEC quarterback. And by the way, where was Stetson Bennett on the All-SEC list? Where was he? Nowhere to
be
found.
Was he even third team?
I didn't even see the third team.
I don't even know, honestly.
But that's the thing. You mentioned Maxwell. Okay, Maxwell Award is for the Player of the Year, just like the Heisman is. Hendon's already going to be in New York for that. He's already going to be there for the O'Brien Award. You know what? There's like three finalists for the Davey O'Brien Award. All four of the Heisman finalists are quarterbacks. Like, none of this makes sense, is what I'm trying to say. None of it makes sense. It's like the Heisman voters will just use whatever criteria they feel like that week. And I just wanted to make sense of all.
Well, and where has Stetson Bennett's name been in this race? Where has it been? All we've heard is Hendon Hooker, C.J. Stroud.
And Caleb Williams.
And a little bit of Max Duggan.
Mm-hmm.
Where has Stetson Bennett been in all this? We heard Jalen Hyatt mentioned as a dark horse before Stetson Bennett. Where is this all coming from?
It's coming from the last week is where it's coming from, because, you know, as soon as it was later in that game, they pulled up the graphic CBS did of what the Heisman criteria is supposed to be, or what the statement is or whatever. And old Gary Danielson reads it, and, of course, the camera pans to Stetson, and Gary's trying to, start the campaign basically right there on Championship Saturday. And as soon as that happened, I knew, because, you know, there's almost 900 Heisman voters, right? And you know how many don't cast their ballot until after the conference championship games. And even if they watch those games, you know, they're basically looking at box scores and just barely paying attention. I knew when that happened, I'm like, oh, you watch this. There might be some noise to put in there, and sure enough.
Well, and Tanner, you got to think, too. You know, it's like the AP poll. Look at some of the people that vote on that poll, like the idiot from Notre Dame. Like, a lot of these guys just do not know football. A lot of them, like, I'd say probably 80 to 90% of them, probably don't even watch the majority of the games and probably have never seen some of the players that they're voting for.
Yeah.
Let's call it like it is, no, man.
There's no oversight. There's no one to check them. I mean, it's just, and here's some of the arguments that you'll see. You'll see, oh, Hendon got hurt. He missed, you know, a game and a half, whatever, so that disqualified. They're going to say the same thing for Blake Corum up in Michigan, who I think is a worthy candidate.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're not just wanting this thing to be a quarterback award. We're in the criteria is that you get punished for getting injured and missing a game. You know, where's the criteria that, it actually goes to the quarterback who had the best-looking stats and wins against ranked teams. I'm like, okay, if you want to go ahead and do that, I mean, just make it make sense. It just does not make sense.
No, and, you know, I've been trying to, you know, figure out for the past few weeks, it's like, you know, how is Alabama ahead of Tennessee in the college football playoff rankings when they now have one of their losses that is very similar to Tennessee's loss to South Carolina with LSU having its fourth loss. And, you know, it just, like I said, it depends on the narrative. Whatever narrative they want to push, that's what they're going to do. Because that's what the national media does.
Yeah.
Whether that be in sports, whether that be with politics. I mean, you look at the narrative they tried to push on Donald Trump for years and years and years. I mean, I'm just saying.
You ain't lying.
Okay. That's the thing. I don't lie to anybody.
Except
for my mom when she asked if I've been drinking.
Nice.
Well, on that note, Jake, I'll leave y'all here. I mean, I hate it for Hendon, especially because, you know, he gets all these other accolades, but of course, you know, it's just this one stupid award. I mean, to hell with it. It is what it is. I mean, they're just going to invite the white T. Martin up there, I guess, instead of Bennett. Y'all have a good one.
Appreciate the phone call, Tanner. Well, it was a fraudulent election in 2016. Supposedly, it was a fraudulent election in 2020, and it's a fraudulent Heisman voting in 2022. That's going to do it for us.
Some things just never change.
Apparently, it was a fraudulent election when Phil won the King of the College.
And he still won.
He won, and he said it was a fraudulent election. Thank you, Davis.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you.
Something else coming up next year on WKGN. Tune in tomorrow for 3 and Out right here on Fan Run Radio.